Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Tuesday, July 26th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. This morning, the space shuttle Discovery took off without a hitch. We hope it completes its mission without any problems, and it comes back to Earth safely. It was quite a sight.
It's always amazing to watch those things go off.
It really is. Now, on today's show, what we're going to do is touch upon an email that we received.
And a phone call.
Last week, after a show that we did, this came from an individual named Rich. And he was commenting on our July 20th show, which would have been last Wednesday, where Lisa read a news article about illegal immigration. Rich didn't seem very pleased with that, did he?
No, he sent us a very lengthy, very poorly composed email and called and left a rambling message on our answering machine, which got cut off because he went so long that the machine stopped him. He apparently stopped short of calling me a racist.
Well, I don't think he stopped short of that.
Well, he says he did in his email, but he really didn't, because on the phone he did call me a racist.
Right. What it boils down to is Rich said that after Lisa read this news article, that he cringed every time she said the word Mexican.
And he got, in his words, pissed out.
Right. Was that what he said?
Yeah pissed out.
And he went on to say that he's very proud of his skin color, which he said numerous times
was
brown.
Read some of it.
And he said, I would like to comment on a webcast today, Wednesday, July 20th, about Lisa Giuliani. Sorry for the misspelling. But I cringe and get pissed out when every time she says the term Mexican, she says it as if it were bad and negative thing. Many of us Americans who consider ourselves Mexican-American are very proud of the color of our skin and what we do. So he wanted to make sure that we knew that the color of his skin was brown, and what he's doing is playing the race card.
Right. He goes on to talk about how he's also Native American, and I'm just a whitey who has racist feelings about Mexicans. The whole point of that article was we are against illegals crossing the border.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't about Mexicans or Chinese people or anybody, any particular group of people. If you're crossing the border and you're not doing it, with the law, if you're doing it by illegal means, then I'm going to say something about it. It has nothing to do with what color your skin is. And by the way, Rich, I also happen to be Native American. I'm half Cherokee, so I'm not just a whitey. Speaking out against people with brown skin. That's ridiculous.
Right now, our country is being overrun by illegal Mexicans. It's being destroyed. And this same thing is happening in other places of the world, too, primarily in Europe. That's one of the main reasons why the people from various countries in Europe were opposed to and voted against the European Union Constitution, was that they saw that their borders were being eroded and that illegal aliens were coming in there and destroying the social fabric.
Since Rich doesn't seem to get it, I went through some numbers here, okay, from the U.S. Customs Border and Protection Border Patrol, okay? Over 100,000 criminal aliens busted in less than a year, from September 1st, 2004 to through June 23rd, 2005. The Border Patrol agents have ID'd 102,024 illegal aliens involved in major crimes, including 391 homicide suspects, 136 kidnapping suspects, 525 sexual assault suspects, 849 robbery suspects, 5,154 suspects for assaults of other types, 10,394 suspects involved with narcotics.
And those are just the numbers being reported.
Yeah, right.
Try to imagine how many of those are off the radar.
Thank God for our Minutemen. Okay?
Yeah.
10 years ago, arresting one border jumper cost the American taxpayer $300. You know what it costs today? $1,700 per border jumper, and we're arresting fewer of them. This is the issue.
That's right. And we want to reiterate again that even though Rich and many other people in the media try to make this a race issue, we wouldn't care if these illegal, and I don't know what people don't understand about the word illegal. That means against the law. But we don't care if these illegal aliens were coming from Iceland,
right.
Australia, right. Africa, Thailand, Antarctica. We don't care where they're coming from. When this becomes such a huge problem that it threatens the very existence of our nation right now as we know it, then we're going to call these illegal people right. on it regardless of where they come from.
Rich goes on to say that he's going to be graduating from college next year, but if you read the email that we got, you wouldn't even believe this guy made it to high school. So, Rich, you talk about how hard a time you're having getting a well-paying job, and you applied for 12, and you got one making minimum wage, and you believe you're overqualified. This was his word, overqualified, even more qualified than his bosses. Yet if you read this email, it's so poorly composed, badly spelled, horrible grammar. Mm-hmm. I mean, Rich, if your job application or your resume is in any way like this email you sent us, it's no wonder, and you should be thankful you got the minimum wage job.
Right. That's very good.
It has nothing to do with the color of your skin, yeah. which is what he infers in this email.
Yeah. Another thing that was strangely left out of his email was that Rich never addressed the illegality
right.
of these people coming into the country.
Exactly.
We would have had a lot more respect for him if he would have said, I'm against illegal immigration too. But for some reason, these people always seem to overlook that, is that
right.
these people are breaking the law. Yet, instead of confronting the crux issue, which that is, they always go around the mm-hmm. periphery and look at these other issues.
Right. You know, I mean, there are many, many Mexican Americans who are against this illegal immigration invasion. Why don't you talk to some of them? Why aren't you, Rich, speaking out against these people who are crossing the border the way they are?
Yeah.
Illegally.
Now, I lived in Los Angeles for 6 years. And some of my best friends and coworkers were Mexicans. They were legal citizens of the United States. And they were as dead set against illegal immigration as we are. Do you know the reason why? It's because they looked at their paycheck every Friday. They saw how much money was going out via taxation. And they knew that these illegals coming into the country were being a tax on our taxes. They were becoming
right.
a burden on everything that we do. And if you look at the hospitals, the jails, the welfare system, the diseases, the
right.
violence, the drugs that are all coming in, this all comes out of our tax dollars to combat these problems. Why Rich isn't speaking out against that boggles our minds.
Right.
Well, we know why. It's because he has an agenda.
You know, we have a problem with illegals coming over here and refusing to assimilate into the culture. Okay, they refuse to learn the English language. Rich, seems like you're one of those people. You have a very poor command of the English language. Try becoming more proficient with the English language. Perhaps you'll have a better job, a better time in the job market and in your daily life. It's not racism that we're talking about here. We're talking about people coming into our country when our country is under a high terror alert, we're in a war, we're supposed to be sealing the border. Instead, we have our borders open wide as a sieve.
Right.
And we've got people coming over here committing crimes, sucking our system dry, and bleeding the taxpayers.
And of course, corporate America is also to blame.
Right.
Because they want, essentially, slave labor.
Right, it's perpetuating the same, cheap labor.
Right, it's the same as the outsourcing to China and other third world markets, is they want slave labor. And see, we're not afraid to look at the other side also. We're not just putting the blame solely on the illegal immigrants, because if corporate America wasn't allowing this to
mm-hmm.
happen, those people in corporate America, those who are hiring these people, those who are covering up for those who are hiding the documents, they should be thrown in the same prisons
right.
as the illegal immigrants.
And of course.
But we're not afraid to say that.
The Mexicans aren't the only ones crossing the borders illegally, but we
mm-hmm.
just are having an influx of
right.
tens of thousands of them
yeah.
a month just coming across the border, and they are posing a more severe problem than the other groups.
Now, related to this, Bill Cosby, in the last few months, has been taking some heat again because he's been speaking out against Ebonics, about
mm-hmm.
the black teenagers
right.
with their pants hanging down around their butts, that they're not speaking proper English, that they don't come home at night, and on and on and on and on. And the black community is lashing out against Bill
right.
Cosby because he's speaking the truth. But this guy, this famous comedian, realizes that this is such a problem that it needs to be addressed, and that's the same thing we're doing. Now, Michael Langston, was when he was here last week, he's touched upon something that Lisa just mentioned. He says if we do have this war on terror.
Mm-hmm.
And he says if it was real, he says there'd be one way to tell that it was real. Our borders would be sealed so tightly
right.
that nobody would be getting in that wasn't allowed to get in. Well, we know that this is a phony war on terror because the borders are wide open, and everybody should think about that. Really think about it, because we're getting bamboozled in such a huge way, because from the top down, they're telling us we have to do everything humanly possible to fight this war on terror, when this isn't a war on terror, this is a war...
on freedom.
Well, this is a war to expand out into the Middle East mm-hmm. and beyond, and to take that land and secure the oil and so forth, and also to fight Israel's battles for them. It's not a war on terror. That's just the buzzword
right.
that's being used.
And people who want to keep using this race card to just justify, well, it seems like he's even expressing racist sentiments in his email against white people.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not going to call you a racist, Rich. I'm just going to tell you that we need to look at the broader, deeper issues here. We've got influx of illegals crossing the borders, and it's damaging America in a huge, serious, long-term way.
Yeah. And one last thing, we have to realize that the Iraqis aren't a threat to this country, nor are the Afghanis. The threat to this country, the most direct, immediate threat right now, is this invasion of illegal immigrants mm-hmm. that's being allowed
right.
from the top down.
Absolutely.
This is something that's a globalist scheme, a globalist agenda, and we have to ask ourselves, what kind of America do we want?
Right.
Now, we had a guest on our show a week or two ago that said, there is no such thing as nations. Well, I completely disagree
so
with
do
that
I.
sentiment, because I believe that there should be nations, there should be borders, and there should be sovereignty. Now, again, ask yourself, what kind of a nation, what kind of America do you want? When Michael Langston came out here on the bus, he said there were points when the only language being spoken on that bus was Spanish.
And we experienced that also on our trip to OKC and back.
Now, this was coming across states like Missouri, Ohio, Indiana. The
right.
only language
right.
being spoken was Spanish.
As far as I can recall, English is still the primary language in our country. And if people want to come to this country, they should make a concerted effort. And there are so many resources available to help you
oh,
learn
so
English.
Many programs.
And they refuse to do it. Many
right.
of them refuse to do it. That
yeah.
should be your one of your number one priorities.
Down in Miami.
Learning the language.
Yeah, down in Miami, with the Cuban population there, it's now so sealed off from the rest of Miami that they make no attempts to assimilate, to speak the language. They've set up their own little third world right within the city limits, and this is destroying
right.
America.
Right. I know many Americans that have moved to Europe. And one of the first things they do is learn the language.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to learn the language of the place where you relocate to, or you can't communicate.
Right. It doesn't matter where the illegals are coming from. This problem is destroying America.
Right.
And we don't want people to come out here and spew this victimization role, that
yeah.
they're somehow being harmed because of all this. In the year 2020, we mentioned this last week, one out of every four children born in America, they predict, is going to be Hispanic, and most of those children are going to live in poverty. What kind of country do we want to live in? Is that the kind? A country that's poverty-ridden, filled with illegal immigrants? That's not the country we want for ourselves.
Well, Rich uses that example that you just said as an indicator of the racism and the victim card.
Mm-hmm.
Improve your skills. You normally will get a job mostly on your own merit. And if you don't possess the adequate skills to get the jobs you apply for, you're probably not going to get it. Same with me, same with Victor.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah. Now, let's move on to something called CAFTA,
yeah.
which is very close to being ratified in the Senate. The six countries right now that are among the CAFTA, that Central American Free Trade Agreement, is Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Dominican Republic.
I think it's the House.
Yeah, okay, the House, that's right. Now, there is as much trade from these six countries into America as there is from the Netherlands. That's it. So when they say this is a free trade agreement, don't believe them, because the trade is very, very minimal. What this is all about is opening and destroying the borders
right.
of the United States of America.
I want to correct myself because a week or so ago I thought the vote had passed. I had gotten some wrong information. Obviously, it hasn't passed yet. They haven't voted. I apologize for the wrong information, and thanks to the listener in Iowa who jumped me on that. Closed-door deals are being made by pro-CAFTA people. Arms are being twisted now. Taxpayer-funded bribes are being offered behind closed doors. I have here, less than a week ago, Representative Bill Thomas from California, in a closed-door meeting, hinted that the leadership might look more favorably on lawmakers' requests for highways and bridges if they vote yes for CAFTA. Right now, the vote count stands, according to Congress Daily, with 218 votes needed for it to pass in the House. 105 members are leaning yes toward CAFTA or will vote yes. 165 will either vote no or are leaning toward no, and 163 House members are undecided or remaining silent. You need at least 53 of those 163 to vote no for it to fail.
Right. Now, this is a concerted effort being waged upon us from behind the scenes by the globalists. George Bush has said, of course, that it's at the top of his agenda. And when you listen to the GOP, when you listen to the right-wing talk radio, they appear to be flabbergasted. They're like, well, this is George Bush's Achilles heel. We can't understand why he's doing the things he's doing with illegal immigration. At least superficially they say this. But they won't ever reveal his true motives, which is this is part of a New World Order agenda being waged upon us. And, you know, we're not going to come out here and bow down to political correctness or these emotional pleas where people want to be the victims or they want to play the race card, whatever. Our country's being destroyed. We can't say that strongly enough to you.
Just to show you the kind of tactics they use, the GOP proponents, they're using any means available to get this yes vote. They're promising people committee chairmanships, rides on Air Force One, dinners at the White House, campaign contributions, countless pork projects that have nothing to do with free trade. They're saying you can get this bridge built or this highway project done. All you have to do is vote for CAFTA. I mean, they're being encouraged to use any means available at their disposal to get this yes vote.
Another tactic they're using to pass CAFTA is they're saying that this here will promote world stability. So they tap back into 9/11, they tap into this terrorism in London and so forth, and they say, well, the only way we can keep America safe is to pass CAFTA now. And some of the devils that are really pushing this on a daily basis are U.S. Trade Representative Bob Portman, the Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez, and also the Agriculture Secretary Mike Johans.
Right. So you need to call your reps, even though time's running out, there's still time to make that phone call, and tell your rep not to sell out. Tell them that nothing they can be offered is worth the damage that CAFTA is going to do to America.
Right. And they're using the same arguments as they used when they passed NAFTA and GATT during the Clinton administration. So this isn't a Republican or Democrat issue because basically everyone in the center is bowing down to it. It's only those on the far right and far left that are opposed to it. And we have to recall or remember back to our show when we had Chris Garner on.
Yeah.
And we talked about Agenda 21. He said this is the most important issue facing America right now, but nobody is talking about it. And we vowed that day that we're going to keep this issue on the front burner.
Right. Are you done with this CAFTA?
Well, let me say a couple other quick things. There are people in our Congress that are against it. One of them is Butch Otter, who's a Republican from Idaho. And he says that he has such a distaste for this, it's such a disaster, that he said he'll never again vote for another one of these trade agreements. And finally, it's going to hurt the farmers, the textile manufacturer, the transportation industry, where you're going to have all these different trucks coming across the border that aren't safety regulated and so forth. It's going to be a disaster.
All right. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. I just want to make an announcement. I got an email about an upcoming anti-war rally in D.C. that will be assembling at the White House September 24th, noon. And it's being sponsored by impeachbush.org. They're mobilizing a massive impeachment contingent. They're going to have a big, huge march on Washington. And as I said, they will be assembling at the White House at noon on that day. You can go to impeachbush.meetup.com and learn more about it.
You know what we should
plan
do?
To attend.
Since you mentioned that, and I just thought of it this moment, and since we touched upon it yesterday, we should contact the organizers of this event and bring them on and reiterate what Webster Tarpley said last Saturday. He said, if you want to stop this war, you have to expose the lies.
9/11 truth. Controlled demolition.
So let's see. Let's see how real these people are about actually stopping the war. Let's get them on the show and see where they're going to stand and what they're going to do about 9/11. So
it's a great idea.
Yeah. To close this show out, folks, I'm going to say the same thing as I said a few times earlier. What kind of country do we want to live in, and do we give a damn enough about it to save it?
Right.
Illegal immigration is a pressing, immediate problem. And if we roll over and play dead, and if we're so politically correct, and we let the race card be played, and we allow them to victimize themselves, then we might as well kiss this country goodbye.
Let me say one more thing, too. Rich, in his email, said that I'm not from a diverse background, that I'm just from Whitey, Pennsylvania. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I don't think you can get any more diverse than New York City. So I'm used to having all kinds of people around me, and I have no problem with any ethnic group or racial background. I have a problem with people coming into this country illegally and sucking the system dry.
That's right. We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Let us know your thoughts on this issue and any other.
Right.
We'll talk about them on the show. Keep your eyes open, folks. There's a lot going on.
See you then.